Those ghastly corpses might well have affrighted Rizpah. By Charles Spurgeon. Then Rizpah, the mother of two of the men, spread sackcloth on a rock and stayed there the entire harvest season. She prevented vultures from tearing at their bodies during the day and stopped wild animals from eating them at night. 2 Samuel 21, verse 10. If the love of a woman to her slain sons could make her prolong her mournful vigil for so long a period, shall we be weary of considering the sufferings of our blessed Lord? She drove away the vultures, and shall not we chase away those worldly and sinful thoughts which defile our minds? Away, you evil birds! Leave the sacrifice alone! Rizpah bore the scorching heat of summer, the night dews and the rains, unsheltered and alone. Sleep was chased from her weeping eyes, for her heart was too full for slumber. Behold, how she loved her children! Shall Rizpah thus endure? And shall we give up at the first little inconvenience or trial? Are we such cowards that we cannot bear to suffer with our Lord? She even chased away the wild beasts with courage unusual in her gender. And will not we be ready to encounter every foe for Jesus' sake? Her children were slain by other hands than hers, and yet she wept and watched. What ought we to do who, by our sins, have crucified our Lord? Our obligations are boundless, our love should be fervent, and our repentance thorough. Those ghastly corpses might well have affrighted Rizpah, but in our Lord, at whose cross foot we are sitting, there is nothing revolting, but everything attractive. Never was living beauty so enchanting as a dying Savior. To abide by His cross will be our solace. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.